gave me a lot of great advice, and obviously both my grandfather and my father were great influences on me.
In this week's Nolan from Adam podcast, we are joined by the sons of two legendary football figures who've gone on to accomplish great things in their own right. The first is Pittsburgh Steelers president, Art Rooney, who sat down with us at the owners' meetings in Arizona a couple of weeks ago, shortly before he lost his father, Dan Rooney, who died last week at the age of 84. Terry McDonough is the Arizona Cardinals vice president of player personnel, the son of the late, great Will McDonough, who might just be the finest football reporter who ever lived. Terry's got the draft coming up here. He's got the Arizona Cardinals board stacked the way he wants it. And he'll talk about that as well as being the son of the late, great Will McDonough. But we start with Art Rooney, the Steelers president, a man who has done so much during his great career, but also will be known as the son of Dan Rooney.
Mr. Rooney, a league of instability where franchises just change coaches all the time. You've had three coaches. What's the secret sauce here that the Pittsburgh Steelers use that nobody else uses?
Well, Adam, I don't know that there's a secret sauce. There is, I think, a desire on our part to have stability, and so that requires at times a little bit of patience. But we've been, number one, fortunate to have three men who were great football coaches that were able to step in and be with us for a long time. I guess part of it was we the last three guys we hired, Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin, we hired each of them when they were relatively young. So they had sort of the time to develop and grow into the coaches they all became, and so we've benefited from that. But, number one, I think we've just been fortunate to have three guys like that become our coach.
When you see other teams go through the cycle of coaches that they did, what goes through your mind?
You know, I think that people do need to be a little more patient and work harder to surround the coaches with the right kind of organization that can help them be successful. Every franchise is different, so I don't really sit there and try to say, they should have done this, that, or the other thing. We have enough on our plate to figure out how to do things in our franchise. But it is, it's tough when you have that much turnover, and every time you change coaches, you're starting over. So it's not easy.
What stood out about Chuck Knoll to you? Like, if I ask you for a sort of quick synopsis, a little Mr. Rooney scouting report on Chuck Knoll and then Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin, what stands out about Chuck Knoll?
You know, Chuck was, I think all three of them, I would say, were people that really commanded the attention of the players day in and day out. And I always said that's a key to it. If the players start tuning the coach out, you're in trouble. And beginning with Chuck, it's interesting if you talk to the players who played for him, they all say the same thing, that they, had so much respect for him and enjoyed playing with him. And he wasn't somebody you would say was a player's coach by any stretch, but he commanded the respect, and I think they understood that all he wanted to do was make them better and turn the team into a championship team, and that's what they wanted, so they all bought in.
How about Bill Cowher?
You know, there were some similarities, I would say, between Bill and Chuck. Guys that Chuck grew up in Cleveland, came from a working class sort of background and played, came up playing football in Cleveland, then, played for the Browns. Bill had a similar kind of experience. Grew up in Pittsburgh, played football in youth football and high school football in Pittsburgh, and wound up actually playing for the Browns for a while. And so it's at times it's a little bit remarkable that the similarities between the two of them. But again, I think Bill's greatest strength was his ability to really command the attention of the room, and it was fun to work with him.
And Mike Tomlin?
And Mike's the same way. Somebody that commands the respect, the players enjoy playing for Mike. Mike's probably a little more of a player's coach than you might say Chuck and Bill were, but it's in terms of today's athlete, you know, I think Mike works hard to try to understand, you know, how do you connect with guys, you know, at this age, and it's a different world, and so you have to have a little different approach than probably Chuck would have had at this point. And I think Mike understands that and has adjusted well.
I remember when you hired Mike Tomlin over a number of candidates, including Russ Grimm, and people thought that Russ Grimm was getting that job. What do you remember about that interview process with Mike in particular that made him stood out to you as the candidate that you wound up selecting?
You know, it's funny. I can honestly say when we prepared our list of people we wanted to interview and Mike's name was on it, I had no expectation that we would hire Mike Tomlin coming out of that.
There you go.
That interview process, and so, you know, we set up the first interview, and he came in, and you know, at the end of it, we didn't say, okay, we're hiring this guy, but we did say this guy's a real candidate, and he's got to be, you know, in the mix of, you know, our whatever our finalists are going to be, he's got to be in the mix. And and it, you know, we had some internal candidates, both Russ Grimm and Ken Wisenhut. Yeah. And you know, if you would ask me at the beginning of that process, I would have said we'll probably hire one of the internal guys. So Mike, you know, he's just a very impressive man, and again, the, you know, the his ability to get your attention, get the players' attention, he's a pretty special guy.
Charismatic and dynamic.
Absolutely.
A very broad and open-ended question. Your dad, Ambassador Rooney, what has he meant for you, and how has he molded you as a owner, son, a person?
Well, you know, fortunately, my dad was always willing to have me around. I mean, I remember going to the office with my dad when I was, you know, every Saturday. That's what I look forward to. It'd take me to the office, and so, you know, he I owe a lot to him in the sense that he just, you know, brought me into everything at a young age, and you know, his patience was something that he always had a saying: never make a decision until you have to, because, you know, you never know whether you'll learn something along the line that'll affect the decision you're going to make. So I think that was something that, in terms of, you know, a sort of a management kind of attitude, you know, make sure you have as much information as you can possibly get before you make a final decision on something, and that's always kind of stuck with me. But, you know, as I say, his willingness to just include me in you know, everything, you know, he was the one, he told me, you know, I'm spending all my time with lawyers, maybe you should become a lawyer. So so I went to law school and became a lawyer, and turns out he's right. You spend a lot of time with lawyers in this business. So he gave me a lot of great advice, and you know, obviously both my grandfather and my father were great influences on me.
You talk about every Saturday at the office. What do you remember about those Saturdays?
Well, you know, in the early days, it was a pretty humble office. We was thinking back on it, you know, it was just the whole organization was just a handful of people. There was a storefront ticket office in the front, and then there were like just two or three offices in the back. And so, you know, we would go in there you know, he'd be going through different things. Sometimes we'd be talking about, you know, signing a player. Sometimes we'd be talking about how can we sell more tickets. In those days, we were trying to sell tickets. You know, our games weren't sold out, and we were trying to figure out how we'd sell tickets. You know, we were always looking forward to the Browns game because that was the only one we would sell out. And so it's funny how things change over the years. But it was, you know, most of the time my grandfather would be in there, and so it was, you know, it was fun just to sort of hang out with those guys and overhear their conversations.
It's hard to imagine a day when the Pittsburgh Steelers would have a tough time selling tickets.
It's true. You know, when the early days pre-Chuck Knoll, you know, there were some ups and downs. And truth of the matter is, you know, the Pirates, the baseball team, were kind of the biggest thing in town, and we were kind of struggling. Football in general was still a growing sport and trying to capture the imagination of America. And, you know, it was an interesting time to grow up in.
What has most surprised you about the growth of the game from the time that you were going to your dad's offices on Saturdays to where it is today?
Well, I would say that just the growth itself has been amazing. Like you said, I remember the early days when we weren't selling out and we were struggling to get the attention of the fans. And so obviously just the whole turnaround now, now we have fans all over the world. We have Steelers Nation, as our fans call themselves. It's remarkable. We show up in every city in America and they're there. And to be honest with you, back in those early days when we had that little ticket office and trying to sell tickets at Pitt Stadium, I wouldn't have guessed we'd
What changed it?
Winning. Winning, we were not a winning team prior to that, and I think Chuck Knoll brought a completely different sort of philosophy to the team, and my dad, my uncle Art started to become involved and really identified the draft as something that we wanted to focus on in terms of how we would build the team, and my uncle Art built a scouting department and built the Blesto organization. That's a scouting organization.
Really? I didn't know that.
So him and a fellow named Jack Butler, who was one of our players at one time, they came up with this idea of how to organize scouting, and they did a pretty good job.
That worked out okay.
It worked out okay, right.
You bring up Chuck Knoll again, and over the past year, I believe, the Chuck Knoll Foundation for Brain Injury Research was created. What does that mean to you?
Well, number one, it's great to be able to have a way to let's say further Chuck's legacy. He really was a coach that thought about and cared about the health of his players, and particularly the concussion issue was something that he really wanted to have more information about it. And so he had some conversations with our doctor Joe Maroon, and they through really Chuck's inspiration, Dr. Maroon will tell you to this day that Chuck inspired him to go and work with Dr. Lovell, and they came up with this baseline testing that today is kind of part of the standard practice for determining the health of a player and their concussion situation. So Chuck was there kind of at the beginning of trying to figure this piece of the puzzle out, and so we decided that it would be a great way to pay tribute to Chuck and also try to take advantage of a lot of the research that's being done in Pittsburgh in particular on the issue.
It's impressive. What do you think will come out of this in the long run?
Well, hopefully we'll understand, number one, maybe a better way to detect concussions, more certain tests. And number two, really, the treatment of concussions and brain injury. There's just a lot of research going on about all sports in terms of how concussions happen, how to prevent them, and then how to treat them. And we have in Pittsburgh one of the largest concussion clinics in the country, so it's really a great place to have access to study patients. And so those are the things that we hope more research will help us make sure that players who do have some kind of a brain injury have access to treatment and not have the kind of long-term consequences that we've seen in some of our players.
How much do you worry about that? Because there are a lot of people that raise a lot of concerns about the sport of football. We hear people raising questions about whether parents should let their kids play football. How much does that concern you as somebody who basically has made your living on football, spent your life around football, and you hear all these concerns about the sport of football?
Well, I think about it a lot. I spend a lot of time talking to doctors. I guess to put it in perspective, my grandfather played football, my father played football, I played football, and my son played football. So
wow.
It's, we all played in our family and loved the sport, and I'd do it again. I think it's really great sport, a great way to, you know, learn about what it takes to be successful in life, where, you know, how to overcome adversity and the mental and physical toughness that you need to be successful in life. I think the sport teaches, you know, the great lessons. And so it's something that, you know, we now understand a lot of things about concussion and, you know, not using the head and things like that that, you know, we didn't know 30 years ago, you know. So the way we practice, you know, the way we treat players, you know, it's changed dramatically. And, you know, it's something I spend a lot of time on, spend a lot of time with our doctors. Fortunately, you know, we have some doctors that have spent a lot of time on the subject and understand it. And, you know, I think it's the game is as safe as it's ever been. And I think we're working hard to make it safer. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, I don't have any problem recommending to somebody, you know, allow their son or daughter to play football.
You ever stop and wonder what your life would have been like if you had become a lawyer?
Well, I actually did become a lawyer and practice law for 20-some years before I came back into the football business. And so it was, you know, it was a great experience. I'm happy my father pointed me in that direction, and it was you know, a good part of my let's say growth in terms of understanding, you know, the business and the law, and was a worthwhile experience.
So after spending 20 years in law, what brought you back to the football business?
You know, it really was kind of a gradual process, and it kind of started with when we decided we need to build a new stadium. You know, my dad kind of threw that project in my lap and said, you know, I've already done this once. It's your turn. He was involved in building Three River Stadium. And so I became involved in trying to figure out, you know, the financing in particular for Heinz Field and then the legislative process that, you know, that we wound up going through in Pennsylvania. It was a much longer process than any of us thought about. And working with the Pirates, you know, we built two stadiums at one time in Pittsburgh, and so that whole project kind of brought me, you know, back into the organization, and so it sort of evolved from there.
What is the part of this job, Mr. Rooney, that gives you the greatest gratification?
You know, winning a game on Sunday, winning a championship, seeing our fans react to that, seeing our players react to that, it's, you know, every season is a new journey, and, you know, seeing the team develop to a point like last year where, you know, you start the season and you have high hopes, but you never know. And you get to the end of the season and the team is, you know, is playing well and you get into the playoffs. I mean, that's really what keeps you going and keeps you coming back is the challenge every year.
And what are you expecting for the 2017 season? Championship possible?
Well, I think, look, we feel like we have a team that can certainly compete. You know, we hopefully learned something last year. You know, we had some young guys that had the opportunity to play in playoff football, and hopefully that's something that bodes well. But look, every year is, like I said, you're starting over, and you can't take anything for granted. It's a cliche, but you got to take it a week at a time and just do your best to build a team, and hopefully you're staying healthy and you're playing well at the end.
Good luck starting over, and I really appreciate taking some time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank
Good
you,
to
Mr.
be
Rooney.
With you.
Appreciate it.